This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 6th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. At the White House today, the annual Easter egg roll is taking place. Emily Metz is with us of the American Egg Board. Emily, can you describe the scene there on the White House lawn?
Well, the scene is joyous, Jeff, here on the White House lawn. We have 2 hours left to go. We have the kids for the last wave that are coming on the lawn right now. They have been waiting all day to get to roll those real eggs down the lawn here at the White House.
40,000 eggs were hand-dyed for this event, but perhaps the big event is the hen-to-house display with live chicks this year.
It's amazing, Jeff. I have to tell you, we were just in the press briefing room live with the chicks, and the chicks are beloved. We have had a line around the tent all day. We had Secretary Rollins in here this afternoon meeting the chicks for the first time. This is the first time the White House has ever had live chicks on the lawn, and it has been so fun to see kids literally light up to see these chicks.
This is more than just an Easter egg roll on the grass of the White House lawn. This is an educational opportunity, not just for children, but for adults.
We're telling them this is how your egg gets to your table from our family farmers.
You also have partners from other segments of agriculture.
Yes, we are so proud to partner with United Soybean Board this year. We have John Deere here with a real tractor, which I'll tell you has been very popular. We have our friends at Elanco that have partnered with us to help teach us how we keep our hens healthy. We have a whole host of other farm credit, American Farm Bureau Federation, FFA. We could not be more excited and proud of the agriculture we've brought together. And I think it's summed up best, Jeff. We have a map in our Hen to Home exhibit that says proud to be an American farmer. And we are proud to be American farmers and to represent them. And that's what we're sharing on the lawn today.
That's Emily Metz of the American Egg Board on the lawn at the White House. Well, a top Federal Reserve official today said that an interest rate hike could be appropriate if inflation remains persistently above the central bank's 2% target. The latest sign that some policymakers moving away from a bias toward reducing borrowing costs. Beth Hammack, the president of the Fed Reserve Bank of Cleveland, said her general preference is for the keep the benchmark interest rate unchanged for quite some time. USDA's first crop progress report of the year said U.S. corn is 3% planted. The Texas crop 59% planted. Tennessee at 18%. That's better than 3% at this time in last year and the five-year average. USDA says the winter wheat crop is rated 35% good to excellent, down from 48% at this time last year. Just over a third of the crop is fair, 31% poor to very poor. Hot and dry conditions are threatening the Brazilian corn crop, according to Agroal in a note today. Despite rainfall last week, crops remain under pressure due to low humidity, the firm said, adding that in parts of Paraná State, producers are already estimating their losses. Things are also getting worrisome in some other parts of Brazil's corn belt. To ensure good productivity, corn still needs regular precip through May, according to the agency. Meanwhile, the firm said Brazil's soybean harvest, 82% done in the planted area, down from 87% a year ago. Corn export inspections for the week ending April 2nd, very strong at 78.8 million bushels. This is the second highest of the market a year thus far, behind only the third week of February at 78.9 million. Inspections for soybeans were 28.6 million bushels last week, up from the previous week, but slightly lower than the same week 1 year ago. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. American sugar beet and sugarcane farmers and workers help keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar. Family farming legacies, American manufacturing jobs, and our national food security need strong farm and trade policies. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Dowling.